that catchphrase of yours.
Chase me.
Where did that come from?
I've changed it now.
Have you?
Since I had the stroke, yeah.
Yeah.
Just push me.
Yeah.
But no, I'm getting back there. Been working at it for the last 2 years, I can assure you.
Yeah, let's just talk about that. You had the stroke a couple
just
of years?
Just over 2 years
two
ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
How was it during that time for you?
Well, you know, I was in a place where it was just so dark at the time for me to be there. I was so fit before, obviously, and it came as a bit of a shock. I was in Blackpool and I was just about to start my summer season at the Grand Theatre with Cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
For the second year running, I was flying. You know, everything couldn't be looking better for me. I was working well, singing well, doing all the impressions well, and telling the gags, and it was going down lovely. Everywhere I went, I was ripping them up, as they say in the business. And then I go and have a stroke that night while I'm in rehearsal. And I realised I'd had a stroke. It was like the warning stroke. I managed to get to hospital before I had the big stroke, which left me paralysed down the left-hand side, my left arm and my left leg, and the loss of my voice. But I got my voice back pretty quick. That came back within a couple of days. Had a Geordie woman was the speech therapist I had, and all she kept saying was just go ee, aye, make these noises, wee. And I thought, bloody hell, I may as well go and live in Newcastle, be why aye, man, ee. And they go like, you been, and all this lot. And I keep thinking to myself, I can remember that woman. Yeah,
you didn't actually tell me where Chase Me comes from. What about that catchphrase?
That happened in Scotland. I was working up there for an agent called Andy Green in Musselburgh, and I was doing a work events club across the way from the race course, and there was a fella in the front row, and I'd come on and I'd singing Teddy Bear's Picnic, as I used to do, and I asked him to skip. He kind of told me to have sex and travel, which I thought I'd let him make his mind up a bit later. So when I went back to him, he was laughing, and I just did a stupid one-liner as Michael Crawford. I said, I've got a question for you. Is your house lined with all this new foam in the ceiling and the walls to keep the heat in? And he went, no. And I picked his drink up and I said, you could be losing this match every week. And I drunk it straight down. And of course, he didn't laugh. And I just looked at him straight in the face and I just said, go on, chase me. And I ran off and he started to run after me, but obviously I was too quick. And then when I come back, the whole room was in fits of laughter. And I thought, I better not nick his drink again just yet. I'll get him one. So I asked him if they'd bring him a drink over, and they gave him a pint of bitter, put it on his table, and all through my act I was dying to get hold of it again just so I could drink it again and say chase me again.
Yeah.
But I worked on that ad lib and worked it into my act, so now I can go on and, well, I don't do it so much now, but afterwards I used to work it into my act, and I'd end up having about 6 or 7 pints off the same guy, you know. He's paid to come and see me, and he's sober as hell, and I'm absolutely paralytic. Yeah. When I've been on stage.
He's certainly stayed with you down the years, though.
Yeah.
When he left school, he had a proper job, didn't he?
Yeah, I worked at Foster Menswear.
The Menswear?
In Loughborough. It was like a John Inman to me.
Was that where you saw your future, or did you always have this dream of being on stage?
I always wanted to go on stage. Lionel Blair came to see me in a working men's club in Coventry, and he told me about this new show he was doing called Saturday Royal.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a great variety show that was going to go out on Saturday nights, and would I like to do a spot on there? I said, yes. And I did anyway. I thought, well, a bit of telly, it'd be good for me. I went on and they've given me a phone call the next day, more or less. And they said, Duncan, would you like to do the next 5? And I said, what? He said, will you do the next 5 shows for us? So I did, and the rest was history, really.
What about this travelling? Because you've done some touring in your time, haven't you? But
yes,
starting to do it all over again there.
Yeah, I just want to get back out there, you know. I mean, I don't have to financially. I'm okay for life, as long as I die by Friday.
Stop it.
No, I've got to get back out there, Rob. Once it's in your blood, it's in your blood.
What about this career of yours? Any regrets?
No. I mean, we all have little bits of regrets, but not really. I've had a good time.